I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. The things that you are willing to go out and actually make the verbal request for, that's one way you can get things. And the other way is the actions that you take that are asking for a certain result.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Good decisions build on each other, and you have started the process by tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you have expected has yet be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That's the go-getterness to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. Welcome to the show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is if you don't ask, you can never receive. Now, we all know the saying is ask and ye shall receive. And if ye not ask, then it's impossible for you to receive. And that's what we're talking about here today, is that oftentimes many of us just fail to make the request. We fail to even ask for what we want. And I want to talk about that in a couple different ways here today. And I thought about this topic because I had recently missed a credit card payment. I had to pay Citibank a payment, and I missed it by one day. I was one day late on the payment. I completely slipped my mind to make the payment. I make the payment, then the next day I look, and I saw they had charged me a late fee of $35 for not paying the bill on time. Now, I know from experience and some things that I've read from people that if you get a late fee on a credit card or something like this, or overdraft fee from a bank or anything in that, anything along those lines, that if you just simply call the institution and make a request, or you argue it or say, hey, I've been a customer for a long time, or I don't want to have to take my business elsewhere, any of those threats or requests or whatever you want to call it, usually they will reverse the fee. I mean, the fee is completely arbitrary. It's just a number that they came up with, a thing that they made up to make themselves some extra money. If you just call and ask, you can usually get the fee reversed. So I decided, hey, let me call Citibank and I'll do my little negotiation and back and forth with them, because I kind of know how these things work. I had recently, I think I told this story, I had a trial subscription to the Wall Street Journal for $1. They didn't tell me that the trial was running out, so then they charged me their full monthly amount, which is like $37. I didn't want the Wall Street Journal subscription, so I called there and I had to talk to three different people. They had three different levels of resistance, and this was literally, they were resisting my request to have the subscription canceled and my money refunded, even though I didn't want it. And they're saying, well, all sales are final and this and that. I'm like, well, this is complete garbage. So I had to argue with, actually, I had to argue with all three of these people because they were offering serious resistance. It's kind of like they had a system set up. It's almost as if they had anticipated this would happen. Wink, wink. And I finally was able to get my money back from the Wall Street Journal. But you had to fight hard to get all the way to the retention department, and the person there still didn't want to give me my money back. But Being that I had been through the war of dealing with the Wall Street Journal, I was ready to go to battle against Citibank to get my $35 late fee waived. So I called Citibank to get this fee reversed, and here's what happened. They have an automated system, as you probably know at all these big companies, and the automated system asks you, what are you calling for? I said late fee, and it said, just to be sure that I heard you correctly, you're calling about a recent late fee. And I said, yes. And they said, okay. We were able to reverse that late fee on your account, and you'll see it the next time that you log in, and we reverse that late fee. I didn't even have to speak to a person, and I got the $35 charge reversed. I thought that was amazing. I never heard or seen or experienced anything like that before. They are so used to, I guess, Citibank is so used to people calling about late fees that they added that into their system, that if someone said they're calling about a late fee, just reverse the fee. We're not even going to use any of our human capital with anyone who's going to call and ask for the late fee. Just reverse the late fee. We're not going to argue with them. We're not going to tell you about company policy. We're not going to tell you that you were technically late, and I was technically late, but they're so used to people calling now, they just put it into their system so you don't have to waste any of their resources on it. And that's a great thing for us, the consumers. But here's what's funny about that. Citibank probably makes, I would assume Citibank makes millions of dollars a year on late fees on their credit cards, overdraft fees on their bank accounts. Not because so many people are just always just chronically late and just paying the fees or chronically overdrafting their accounts and paying the fees, but because even when people are late, they don't call. They don't call to make that request. They don't call to ask, hey, could you reverse that $40 overdraft fee? Could you reverse that $35 late fee? It was a mistake. I did it by accident. I forgot. You know, something happened with my bank account. You know, I had to wait for my check. You know, I had money in the savings. I had to move it to the checking, and it took 72 hours. People just don't make the requests, and therefore companies like Citibank or whatever bank or financial institution you want to insert here, they make millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars a year, not because they instituted the late fee, that is the reason, but really because people don't call to get the fees reversed. They never make the request, and there's a few reasons why they don't. Let's get into our points here today. Number one point, and today's topic again is, if you don't ask, you shall never receive. You can't get what you don't ask for. That's simple enough, right? Everybody's heard of that. It's common sense, right? You're like, man, that's a common sense point, Dre. That's the best thing you could come up with. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What is something that you want or need in your life that you have yet to ask for? I mean, since it's so common sense, since this is so basic, since this is something that anyone would already know, right? This is something that you already know. What is something that you want or need in your life that you have yet to ask for, that you have yet to make the request for, and why? Is there something? Is there anything that you have yet to make the request for in your life? I'm going to tell you one reason why people don't make requests in life, because they are avoiding the emotional distress that comes with conflict. Here's the thing about conflict. The thing about asking, rather, is that it invites conflict. Because if you ask for something, then that means you're implying that the answer could be a yes. And it could be a no. Now, if you know the answer is a yes, is absolute, and there's no doubt about it, you don't have to make a request. I mean, you could kind of make a demand, or you can ask a question in a way that is not really a question, but it's kind of really a demand. It's kind of like you're a boss at a job and you say, hey, do you want to wash those dishes over there, Floyd? Yeah. And Floyd knows that you're the boss. You know that you're the boss. Floyd is probably going to go wash the dishes. Not really a question that you're asking. You're making it sound like a question, but it's not really. If you're asking a question, and I mean a serious question, that means there's a possibility that someone could be saying no, right? And it's the emotional distress that comes with, the emotional discomfort that comes with the fact that you're inviting this conflict, that this person, you're asking them to do something that they might not want to do. You're asking them to buy something that they might not want to buy. You're asking them to take an action that they may not want to take. You're asking them to agree with something that they may not completely agree with. This is in the sales process. This is what stops a lot of people from selling, because they don't want to deal with the discomfort that comes with asking someone to do something or to agree with something or to say something, whatever it happens to be, that they may not want to do or say or agree with. That's what stops a lot of people from asking. So again, our first question is there anything that you want or need that you have yet to ask for? And why is that? What's the problem? What's holding you up? I mean, this is common sense information, right? Point number two, today's topic is, if you don't ask, you shall never receive. You'll be amazed at how many people want things that they've never taken even the smallest ask towards obtaining. They never ask, but they will complain and they will lament about how they don't have it. And understand that when I say ask, this doesn't necessarily just mean, hey, can I have this, or can you do this, or would you give me this or would you like to buy this product? Asking is also in your actions. Because if you go to the gym, you buy a membership to a gym, you pay $40 a month, and you show up there 3 times a week, you're asking for a certain level of fitness. Depending on what you do in the gym, you're asking for some muscles, or you're asking for more flexibility, or you're asking to meet some people, or you're asking to lose weight. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever actions you are taking on a consistent basis, your habits are asking the world to produce the results of those habits, the result of those actions. If you smoke weed every day, you're asking for the result of, I don't know, taking a dirty piss test and then you can't get that job at UPS. Whatever it is that you are doing consistently, that is the result that you're asking for. I get messages from people often who tell me about the things that they want, the things that they wish to achieve, the things that they wish to do, and then they give me some reason, something that's going on in their mind, something's going on within their person that is keeping them from taking the first steps towards doing that thing. Hey, I want to play on a basketball team, but I won't try out because I don't know how tryouts are going to go, or I'm afraid of embarrassing myself, or I like this girl at school, but I don't want to talk to her because I don't want to feel stupid, or I want her to just completely ignore me. People have these things that they want, or I want to start this business, but I don't want to put this product out and put all this time into it and then not have anybody buy it, or I take all this time that I could be using to go to the gym or hang with my friends and, you know, have a life, as people like to say, and then I don't get anything out of this business. So I'm afraid of even taking the first step. Well, listen, you can be afraid and you can be nervous and you can be not knowing all you want. But if you never take the first step, you never make even the tiniest ask towards the outcomes that you want, then it makes perfect sense that you haven't achieved it, right? And again, while this may sound basic, while it may sound very common sense, how many things do you want in your life that you have not taken even the smallest step towards achieving? Since it is so basic, and I agree that this is basic, how many things have you not taken a step towards? Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic is, if ye do not ask, ye shall never receive. Number three, you get what you ask for in life. You do not get what you deserve. Some people think they deserve things. Whenever someone achieves something, people will leave comments, or they'll send a text, or they'll call you, or they'll say to you directly, you know what? I'm glad you achieved that. Congratulations. You deserve it. You ever heard that before? You deserve it. I'm glad this person who I don't even know, but I've heard of them online or on social media, or I saw them on TV or read about them in the news. They deserve to get that achievement. They deserve to play for that team. They deserve to win that trophy. They deserve to get this recognition, whatever it happens to be in life. Understand this, people. Nobody deserves anything. And whether you believe you deserve it or not doesn't really matter, because you're not going to get it just because you feel you deserve it. You will get what you ask for, i.e., the things that you are willing to go out and actually make the verbal request for. That's one way you can get things. And the other way is the actions that you take that are asking for a certain result. Now, if you combine these two, this is the great thing you can do, is combine these two. Go out and verbally ask for the things that you want, while at the same time taking the actions for the things that you wish to receive. That would be a great thing, right? How do you do this? People who create products do it all the time. They take the action of creating their product or service and putting it somewhere where people can find it and actually see it. And at the same time, they're talking to people and saying, hey, this is what I'm offering. This is the service that I've put together. This is the product that I'm selling. This is the new good that I've put out there that I want people to use. So they're verbally asking, but they're also taking the actions with their physically asking. So you get what you ask for. You never, ever are going to get what you deserve. So you do it with your words. You also do it with your actions. Your work is an ask for a corresponding result. So objectively ask yourself this question. What requests are my actions reflecting? It's a question for you to ask yourself. A rhetorical question that I'm posing to you is not rhetorical for you when you take it and ask yourself, what requests are my actions reflecting? What am I asking for in the things that I'm doing on a consistent basis, my habits? Point number four. Today's topic is if you do not ask, ye shall never receive. You can start this. If you never thought of this before, it never occurred to you that you can make ask for the things that you want. You can start with very simple tasks. And it doesn't matter what you get as a response. See, these asking thing, just because you ask doesn't mean you're going to get it. Asking for something does not mean you're going to get it, doesn't mean you deserve it, doesn't mean that the other person is going to see things the same way that you see them. You may get a whole lot of no's when you make ask. For example, when I wanted to become a professional athlete, playing basketball, the first few exposure camps and tryouts that I went to produced absolutely nothing. I wasn't getting any kind of result. First camp I went to, we didn't have enough players there to play full court 5-on-5 basketball. There's not enough people even showed up. Their coaches there saw me play and they said, okay, we got a little bit of skill, but we can't really tell if you can play or not because we don't have enough players here to even fully evaluate you. How about you come to a different one? So I started with a simple task. It was a simple ask, right? I went to this camp. I thought there may be hundreds of guys there. There were only 4 or 5 guys there, but it was an ask. I took that simple ask. That didn't work. Went to another one. That didn't do anything. Went to another one. That didn't do anything. Went to another one. That one produced a result. So start with the simple task and don't worry about if it's quote unquote working or not, or if you get the outcome that you want or not. And this is another thing that happens with people. They start with these simple tasks, these simple asks. Then when they're not getting enough yeses and they're not getting yeses soon enough, or they do get yeses, but they're not getting them often enough or in enough volume of yeses, or is not a big enough quantitatively or qualitatively yes for them, whatever they're comparing themselves to, probably somebody else's situation, people quit because they feel embarrassed, one, that they don't have as much yes as another person has, and also they put these arbitrary time limits on their success. I mean, if it's something that you really want to achieve, is your real, one of your biggest aims in life, you shouldn't have such a stringent time limit on achieving it. This is what stops a lot of people from getting to where they want to get to. It's not that they don't know about asking. It's that they're not willing to ask often enough. They're not willing to ask for long enough. And often their asks are not big enough. They ask for something, they get it, but then it's not that great, right? You ever been in a situation? You wanted something. You had a goal. You set the goal. You worked towards the goal. You achieved the goal. And then you're like, man, this is what I get. I thought it was going to be more than this. I thought I would feel better. I thought I would get much more of a result than this right here. Well, you got to make sure your ask is very specific. And you got to make sure your ask is exactly what you want. As the saying goes, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. If you're asking for small, you're going to get small. And then you're going to be like, damn, well, I did what I said I was going to do, but this is it. So start with these simple tasks. If you haven't enacted this skill of asking yet, if you have enacted this skill of asking, how about you make your asks a little bit bigger? How about you 10x those asks? How about you 100x those asks? I mean, why not? If you're going to be asking, you might as well ask for the moon. Doesn't mean you're going to get the moon, but maybe you'll land amongst the stars, as they say. If you haven't done the asking yet, doesn't matter what you get in the response when you begin, just get used to asking. Get used to taking actions. Get used to taking those steps. Get used to making the phone calls. Get used to reaching out to people. Get used to having people say no to you. Just get comfortable with the act of asking for what you want. And get comfortable with the act of people telling you no when you ask for what you want. One thing is you can do is, I've heard this many times, go into a coffee shop. And when you get your order and the coffee is $6 or whatever it is, ask for 10% off. Don't even explain why you want 10% off. Just ask for 10% off. Let them tell you yes and do it. Let them tell you no, that they're not going to do it. Just ask. You're not allowed to explain why. Just ask and get used to dealing with the discomfort that you may feel, at least at first, of asking for what you want. Do this consistently enough, you're not going to feel uncomfortable with it anymore. Then you can let the other person feel uncomfortable with telling you no, and then they're just going to default to telling you yes, so now I have to deal with the discomfort of telling you no. And when you got people telling you yes, that means you're probably getting closer and closer to getting and accumulating all that you want. Let's recap today's topic, which is if you do not ask, ye shall never receive. Number one, you cannot get what you don't ask for. Now, while that's a very simple, common sense, quote unquote, point, here's the follow-up question. So is anyone who agrees that this is simple and common sense? What are the things that you want or need that you have not yet asked for? Is there anything in your life that you want or need that you have not taken steps towards actually achieving because you have not done the actions and you have not made the request for? But it's common sense. Just because something is common sense doesn't mean that people are actually enacting it. What you know and what you do are two different things. Point number two, you'd be amazed at how many people, on the same note, want things that they've never taken even a smaller step towards getting. They have not taken the actions, small actions towards it. They have not made the request towards these things, but then they will complain and lament and feel bad for themselves about the fact that they don't have these things, but they've never done anything towards getting them. Point number three, in life, you do not get what you deserve. If anyone told you that you're going to get what you deserve, they lied to you. You only get what you ask for. Now, you may deserve the things that you ask for, but if you don't ask for them and you believe you deserve them, you will not get them. If you ask for them, even if you don't deserve them, you may get them anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, with your words, but also with your actions. Your actions are asking the world for the corresponding results. So ask yourself, what requests do my actions reflect? And point number four, if you have not yet gotten into this habit of asking, this is a new concept for you. Start with simple things. It doesn't matter if you get a yes or a no. Just get used to the act of doing it. Go in a coffee shop or anywhere. Go order a pizza. Go to Foot Locker and buy you a new pair of sneakers and just ask for 10% off. Just ask, hey, can you give me 10% off? If they ask why, say, hey, I just want 10% off. Would you be able to do that for me? Let them say yes. Let them say no. Let them laugh at you. Let them look at you funny. Just ask. Just get used to dealing with that discomfort, if you want to call it, that awkwardness of the person looking at you like, huh? Why are you asking the person behind you online? Like, wait, you're just asking for a discount? Just because, get used to that. And the more used to it you get, the more this becomes part of your comfort zone. And when your comfort zone expands, everything in your life expands. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.